Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Your personal finance goals are unique, so we're focused on you. Associated Bank's locally based wealth management relationship managers are dedicated to growing and preserving your assets. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Adam Ludostansky, the head of the Illinois Commercial Banking Division for Associated Bank. Adam, good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks. Good morning, Steve.
I want to start out with the job situation. The ADP private payrolls report shows about 530,000 private sector jobs created last month. The big government jobs report is coming. Unemployment numbers are lower. And I bring those numbers up and those stats up just to sort of transition into what's happening here in Illinois, where employers are still having a hard time finding people. What's going on?
You know, I agree with you. The numbers do look good, but it's not what we're hearing when we're talking to our business owners. I mean, it's still the number one complaint out there. Can't find people, can't find qualified people. And it usually then follows with, I could sell X amount more if I had the right people. So, it's a little surprising because you see the reports, but we're not seeing it with our clients, and they're definitely still struggling to find people.
So what's the answer here? Is it something that government can do differently? Are there different incentives that need to be offered here? How do we improve the situation, or can we even find these people to fill jobs?
Well, I think that they're there, and you know, the folks that weren't working and were getting incentives, I do think that Illinois has been slower to come back than other cities, probably because we had that out there a little bit longer. But really, at least from the conversations we're having, it's falling on the backs of companies. And companies are needing to be very creative with how they're attracting people, whether that's from raising the hourly wages, whether it's from offering stay-on bonuses that they pay 6 or 12 months later. So there's just a lot of different creativity that is being used to try and bring people in the door.
Are there changes that could be made with job training? I know one of the big pushes from some has been to offer different sorts of job training as opposed to, you know, college programs, to have people go into more of the trades sort of training without going to college. Is that something that might help fill some of these jobs?
I think it could. Yeah, it's a very creative idea. I think that it's something that would help. It would get people ready to work quicker and have them more specialized, which is really what it takes these days, is in a lot of these positions, is having people specialized and capable to be able to evolve as companies evolve.
From the companies that you talk to, does it look like their bottom line is going to be a little bit better than last year? And is it getting anywhere near pre-pandemic levels?
It is. It is near pre-pandemic, if not surpassing that. So our client base has had a fantastic year. Bottom line is healthy. Top line is healthy. There's definitely some, challenges that are coming up. But for this year, it was a very good year. And again, it could have been probably even better if it wasn't for, the labor challenges or the second half of the year here, the supply chain challenges.
Yeah, let's switch to the supply chain challenges. From all indications, that situation is improving. I saw a report that the number of containers sitting at the ports has been dropping, now down about 40%. From where it was a month ago, which means product is moving. The question is it moving to the Chicago area and to Illinois businesses?
It is. Not every business, though. You and I have talked about this before, of the companies that had liquidity and had the proper balance sheets are taking advantage. And that's been the case with this as well. The companies that were able to buy out and extend, and buy more inventory than they needed, had the inventory and are selling it through. In addition, the suppliers are looking to send larger loads of inventory. And so people that are buying more are getting more quicker.
Are we expecting too much from the supply chain these days? I was telling somebody the other day, I remember a time, and maybe I'm showing my age here, where when you ordered something let's say online, it would take 4 to 6 weeks to get it. I don't know if you remember those times as well. We want everything tomorrow, don't we?
We do. We do. I mean, and that's it is something that we're going to have to shift, I believe. I mean, things obviously continue to show up the next day, but we do need to reset a little bit, because as the trends changed over the last couple of years and more people were ordering things to their house, it just is putting too much stress on the system. And so I do think we are going to need to reset that. Maybe it won't be next day going forward on stuff and it will take longer, but you know, I'm sure you realize it too. Little by little, you start to reset your mind into what is a little more normal. Hopefully it improves, but at least we can not be frustrated if it doesn't.
I wonder if one of the top stories of the year in your mind is the number of warehouses that have been opening in Illinois. I know Amazon has been hiring a lot of folks, but all kinds of different warehouses and logistics sort of services opening up, sort of to fill the void of this new normal of quick shipping.
Absolutely. I mean, I was talking with a client yesterday who was looking to buy their building, and the price of warehouses is just out of control. And, you know, good for them if they can get it, because that's what people want. But, you know, it definitely, that is what people are looking for, and they're looking for location and being able to build, you know, the size.
We hear about these supply chain issues, and they're continuing, but the question is it contaminating demand at all? So let's say I hear that story. Do I then not try to buy something or go and find something because I'm afraid I'm not going to get it? And am I perhaps missing a deal or missing something that is probably available?
I don't think it has contaminated demand. The demand is still there, but it has shifted what people are looking to buy. SKUs are declining, and if there are products that you know, their volume isn't there or the price isn't there, companies are definitely shifting that volume to products that are selling and selling at good margins. So, you know, is it contaminated? If you looked at the overall scheme, it could, but I think it's more of just people are being smarter and not necessarily buying everything that they used to.
Asking you for a prediction here in the coming year, do you think that we'll still be talking about supply chain issues and inflation when we get to, let's say, February, March, or June?
I do. I mean, will it get better? I think it will continue to get better, as you laid out, but if we compare to pre-pandemic, is it you know, more of a challenge than it was then? Yes. And so I do think we will continue to talk about it. And if that continues to be an issue, prices are going to continue to go up. So we're going to keep talking about inflation.
And despite some of the challenges we've been talking about in your conversations with the companies and CEOs and the movers and shakers, are they optimistic about the coming year?
They still are very optimistic. Again, managing through some of these things and being smart with, you know, with supply chain challenges and with labor challenges, but very optimistic for 2022.
All right, Adam, good conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. People can feel free to give me a call at 312-544-4511. Would love to talk to everyone.
All right, Adam, thank you. We'll talk to you next time.
Great. Thanks, Steve.